Yeah, the wait has been really difficult. If you think back, we had obviously been in New Zealand, played some really good cricket there, and obviously at the World Cup, despite the semi-final loss, I think the girls played really good cricket. So we were really on a high as a team, and it's been quite hard to not see each other, but it's just nice to get back into it, I guess, and get ready for an upcoming series. Yeah, it's definitely been really good to see my teammates, but also a little bit weird because we're not actually spending much time together. So we kind of at a distance, but it's just nice to kind of catch up when we cross paths. If half of them are doing batting and the other half are doing bowling, so it's nice to obviously catch up. And it's been a long time since we've seen each other, so yeah, just to obviously catch up and see where everyone's at. But it was really nice, and I was really excited to see everyone. Yeah, keeping fit during lockdown was not easy, but the stuff that I could control is just making sure that I was keeping on top of my game and working on the stuff that I needed to. I feel like I lacked in that, so I just made sure I did everything that I needed to do every single day. Yeah, I just wanted to get myself more fit and more mentally strong. Yeah, I'm just thankful that during the lockdown, I worked on myself and the start and my and reaching my different goals. Yeah, the new norm during training, it's pretty tough. Obviously, everyone's kind of scattered, but yeah, the regulations is really hard. But obviously, under the circumstance, I think all the girls are very aware what needs to happen, and everyone's been really good this week with regards to keeping distance, making sure we're sanitizing everything, keeping our distance from each other. So yeah, I think the girls have been really good with that. It's definitely a new thing. You'd want to obviously go and hug your mate, but that obviously can't happen now. So yeah, I think the girls are adapting really well to it. It's obviously something that we have to get used to. Yeah, I think the girls have done really well with regards to that. Yeah, basically what I've been getting up to this week was just getting back to basics with all aspects of the game. It's been a while since I batted, bowled and fielded, so it was nice to just start with the basics and keep it like pretty simple. I didn't want to just jump right ahead. So just kind of doing the simple things, making sure I'm covering all that and kind of master that again until I, progress. But I've actually thoroughly enjoyed my skills this week. My approach was really good, just keeping it nice and simple. So yes. Oh, it would definitely mean a lot if we could step out and play some cricket after 4 months. It's been a long wait. The girls were definitely on a high after the World Cup, despite the result. But to be able to step out now, with regards to what's happening around the world, will mean a lot to us. And hopefully it gets women's cricket going again. But also making sure that we're going about it the right way, just staying safe as well. Yeah, we're just really looking forward to it. Yeah, the decision to sign with the Hobart Hurricanes was for me definitely a no-brainer. I had a really good season there. I learned a lot about my game, met new people. Just the culture was fantastic there, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I fitted in really well, and it was just really good knowledge to get from the game, especially before a World Cup, being able to play there. So I'm really excited to be going back there. And hopefully I can do more for the team. But I'm really excited that I've got given the opportunity to go back there and play. Hopefully it just makes me get better and better. But yeah, I'm really excited to get back.